Hello, how are you today? Good. You're looking good today. Is that a new hat? All right. Well, the president now is being plagued by Stormy Daniels, Summer Zervos, and Karen McDougal, three women who claim that Trump is a bump. Trump is a no-good man who made sexual advances upon them in an extreme manner. They are all trying to sue the president, some more than others. It's a porn star, an apprentice contestant, and a Playboy bunny. Sounds like the beginning to a horrible joke. A porn star, an apprentice contestant, a Playboy bunny walk into a bar. I don't know what the punchline is, but for Trump, there's probably a punchline that isn't going to make him laugh too loud. He's probably sweating like a pig right now, knowing in his mind and in his heart that what these women say are true about him. Now, these are allegations. We don't know if they're true or not. But I'll tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I really can't see how they couldn't be true. It's not like Trump is an evangelist or some type of moral man that is close to heaven. That's not what he is. Who would you believe? Would you believe these women? Remember, it's very difficult for these women to make allegations when the person that they're making the allegations about publicly on tape says things like this.
Moved on her, and I failed. I'll admit it.
Whoa.
I did try and fuck her. She was married.
That's huge news, Sarah.
No, Nancy. Yeah. No, this was marriages. And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took her out furniture. I moved on her like a bitch. But I couldn't get there. And she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony tits and everything. She's totally changed her look. I've got to use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
Pull the hell.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
They're weird on their own. I don't have to do anything.
Whatever.
Good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you, Julie. Welcome to the program. Strap yourself in. This could be kind of crazy. No matter what you think about this president guy, he just creates this quicksand environment on his own. He pours his own quicksand, man. All you got to do is stand back and watch the show. It's unfortunate because the show involves our lives and our future. So there's consequences to this program. In any event, sheepishly, let's go visit the White House. in the Oval Office. Look at them. That's so stupid. Look at them running around trying to run the country. Watch out for that seltzer bottle, Don. It's filled with seltzer. Oh, it's all over your pants. Oh, Don. Man, you guys make me laugh. It's funny. I got to admit, it is a funny thing. Stormy Daniels, the porn star, sounds like the opening to Gilligan's Island. The porn star, the apprentice contestant, the Playboy bunny, and the professor and Marianne. Here in the West Wing of the White House. No, I never claimed I could sing. Isn't karaoke stupid? Well, I don't actually... Karaoke isn't stupid because you actually stand up there and you sing to a background music track. The stupid part is that people who are drunk watch you sing. That's the stupid part. You standing up trying to sing to a background song... It's not really bad at all. It's actually very therapeutic. Again, it's the people watching you that need the therapy. What is really stupid, I'll get back to the Trump thing in a second, what is really stupid is lip syncing. That's really stupid. There's no point to it whatsoever. You're moving your mouth to somebody else singing. You're not singing at all. You're just moving your mouth. It's Ron, that's a real talent to make it look like you're the one really singing. No, it's not a real talent. It's a real waste of time. It really makes you look quite stupid, especially when you stand there holding a brush, singing into a brush. That's about as stupid as you can get. I can see if you have an actual microphone and you're trying to like make believe you're the singer, and nothing's coming out of your mouth. That is like stupid on its own. But to stand there with a brush in your hand or a comb and make believe that's a microphone, your fantasy world is like all screwed up. You've got like no purpose for anything that you're doing. It's just so stupid. The stupidest thing you can do. And then you do it in front of other people, then you're publicly stupid. There's actually a show on television. I think it's on MTV or one of those stupid channels. It's called the Lip Sync Challenge, not the Lipstick Challenge. The Lip Sync Challenge. And they actually have some celebrities that actually participate. I guess their careers really have nowhere to go anyway. That would be the only explanation for publicly embarrassing yourself to that extent. The only people that should be lip syncing are actual performers who aren't talented enough to sing live, and there are quite a few of them. Anyway, getting back to the trumpet thing. Stormy Daniels, the porn star, let's make sure we know who is who here. Stormy Daniels, the porn star, actually took a lie detector test years ago, and that has surfaced, that tape. And in the tape, the major question, there were three questions posed of her. The question that was undeniably answered truthfully by Stormy Daniels, the question was, and I apologize for the language that was used, but was there actual vaginal penetration involved between Donald Trump and yourself, Stormy Daniels? And her answer was yes. And that in the lie detector test came out like 100% true, no question about it. And that's the damning one. Are lie detector tests permissible in court? Probably not. Are they permissible in the court of public opinion? Sure. So that's going nowhere. And as you know, Sunday... 60 Minutes will air an interview with Stormy Daniels in which, without question, it is being touted that some incredible revelations about this accusation will be revealed on 60 Minutes this coming Sunday. This could be one of the more watched versions of 60 Minutes, second only to Barbara Streisand's final performance tour, which took place about seven times over seven different years. I love these performers. This is their farewell tour. I'm leaving you now. I'm going to another planet, and this is my farewell tour. You will never see or hear from me again. And then the next year, they're doing their second farewell tour, and then their third farewell. This goes on like for 20 years, their farewell tours. So this is the last time we'll ever see her, at least for a year. Cher did it too. These people, these highfalutin people, this is the last. You'll never see me perform ever again. You better come out and pay for it now. Oops, sorry, I'm going to do it a little bit more. But this is it. No more after this. This is it. This is the last time you'll ever see me in public ever again. After this, I'm just going to eat ice cream, sit at home and get fat, and you'll never hear from me. You'll never see a picture of me again. I'll die quietly. You'll never know I was even gone. Except for next year. I think I'll do it next year again, and then I'll go away. God. Anyway, so 60 Minutes on Sunday, man. It's going to be one of the most watched shows ever. Good for ratings, of course. But the revelations, I mean, if you love Trump, this means nothing to you. As a matter of fact, if you love Trump, you're probably saying, attaway, get them all, get all those girls, go on there, yeah, put them on that back, baby. You know, if you're a Trump supporter, is there some point where you say to yourself, oh, man, that's it. I just can't do this anymore. Some of his policies I really believe in. This is not me talking. This is the Trump supporter. I love the way he shakes it up. I love the way he's unpredictable. I love his rawness. I love his bullying. I think he's an asshole, and we need an asshole in the Oval Office. And well, you got that. You got it. You got what you wanted there. And he's, I believe in a lot of stuff. I believe in guns. You should be able to shoot everybody anytime you want, and you should build the wall so no one can touch me, and all this kind of stuff, and make sure rich people do really well, because I think that's really important. Poor people, they're poor anyway. What's the point? What's your point? So I believe in Trump 100%, but you can't go around doing that to women, Don. What's the breaking point for you? What's the breaking point for you? There's morality, decency, respect. Does that enter into your lifestyle at all? At all? Does not the person who sits behind the big desk in the White House, aren't they supposed to be like the example for all of us? No more. Who the hell would want to be president now? Who the hell would want to be president? You'd be divulging every little smallest corner of your life if you did anything incorrectly at any time in your life, even when you were 10 years old. You can't be a farmer, because I don't know. Maybe at some point the farmer fucked a pig at one point. I really don't know. I didn't know. I'm with the pigs all day. I got tired of sheep. No, of course, not all farmers are like that. Not all of them. I'm kidding. It's a joke. This is all a joke. The whole thing's a joke. Everything I've said is a joke. No matter what I say, if you disagree, it's a joke. If you agree with me, that's no joke. That's the barometer, and I'm stating this now. If you agree with me, that's no joke. If you disagree with me, it was a joke. It was a joke. Get over it. So the Stormy thing could blow out of proportion, because storms this year have been extreme. As a matter of fact, storms, we're getting snowstorms, I think, all the way through August. That's just, things are a little bit off. Just because it's 90 degrees outside doesn't mean the next day it can't be a snowstorm. It can be. It's possible now. We've screwed up the planet enough for this to happen. Have you noticed, whatever happened to snowstorms? Whatever happened to those things? I remember as a kid, it would be just snowing outside. There'd be no wind. It would be light, fluffy snow. It would be coming down. It would be beautiful. There'd be a little coat of fluffy snow. It looked like soap suds. It was so fluffy and light. And you could just kick it away. You could blow on it and the snow would just blow away. A light, lovely snow. Or it would snow, maybe the heavier snow, and you could make a snowman, but it wouldn't be 17 feet of it. What's with this wind? What's with the storm things? Why can't it snow and not be a snowstorm? Why does snow always have to have storm after it? And when it's going to rain, it's going to rain. Things are going to get wet outside. I mean, we take a shower, we get wet on purpose. What's the problem with rain? Whatever happened to rain? Now it's a rainstorm. The rain's going to come with the high winds. It's going to knock trees over and power lines. What is with this all of a sudden? Why is everything an extreme storm? Why do winds have to be now hurricane force winds? Why can't we just have a little breeze? Whatever happened to the word breeze? I haven't felt a breeze in a long time. It's either nothing or it's going to blow your house down. What is going on with this? I've never just seen the waves of the ocean just dance upon the beach, fancifully dance upon the beach. Now the waves horribly crash against the sea walls. What happened? What happened? Low tide, you can walk out to Cuba. High tide, you better go 20 miles inland before your basement doesn't flood. What happened? Climate change. Is that what it is? The icebergs are melting and that's caused all this stuff? The air currents are more intense? Everything is a little more intense than it was before? Actually, a lot more intense. Now, there are storms all the time. There have been some horrible storms through the decades, through the century. And I guess we forget those things. But why is it that every storm we have, the meteorologists on television say, this is a record, and this is a new record, and now here's a new record. This would be the hottest July ever on record. This would be the snowiest February ever on record. This would be the most storms in succession in the Northeast ever on record in one week. Why is everything a record now? The Guinness Book of Records must just be going crazy with these weather records. Every time we print the book, another record is broken. Who are these Guinness people, by the way? Are they the same people that do the beer? Never knew that. Wasn't sure about that. Things are just going nuts. So going back to the White House, now here's something else that Trump is in trouble about. He's got so much on his plate. This man's plate is full all the time, but he does his own cooking. He makes it full and he doesn't listen to anybody. What's the point of having a cabinet? What's the point of having advisors if you don't listen to them? What's the point of being married if you're not going to have sex? Right? You know what I'm saying? There's no point. So here's what Don does. Vladimir Putin wins the election. Well, how'd that happen? He wins it by 75%. I have a feeling the other 25% didn't vote for him, probably are dead now. But anyway, that's besides the point. 75%, that's what we would call a landslide. There's actual video of people voting twice, three times, four times, five times, taking ballots out of their pocket and slipping it into the ballot box, standing there and doing it five times in a row. It's just so corrupt, it's not funny. I mean, there's video of it. It's a fact. Nobody argues that fact. I mean, even Putin would say, yeah, it was fair, and fair is vote as many times as you need to. As long as you have enough paper and your pen doesn't run out, what's the problem? I'm winning. So, Trump wanted to call Putin and congratulate him. And apparently his staff wrote down very clearly, don't do that. That's not a good idea under the circumstances with the Russian probe and the Putin apparently giving out orders to kill this spy in England, in Salisbury, England. Don't congratulate Putin for winning an election in a country that's so corrupt, in an election process that is incredibly corrupt, that they try to actually infiltrate into ours. So what does Trump do? He gets on the phone. He says, congratulations, Vlad. Congratulations, Vladimir. And his staff goes, oh, God. His staff was so embarrassed, and this is true, they actually contacted the Washington Post and gave them a copy of the memo to Trump saying, don't congratulate Putin, all in caps with exclamation points. The staff's now trying to cover its ass, saying, he did it on his own. We told him not to. He called Putin, and he congratulated him. So in the phone call, did they talk about the meddling with the American process of elections? No. They talk about the assassination of the spy in England? No, that didn't come up. What was it? Just congratulations on a great election. What? A great election? What, you're congratulating him on winning a corrupt election? Oh, Donald. Donald, 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 Donald. And here's the funny part, and there always is one, unfortunately. Sarah Huckabee Sanders. What a stupid name. She's the spokesperson there. She's asked about this. And they say, you mean Donald Trump didn't, in his conversation with Vladimir Putin, talk about how the elections in Russia are rigged? And Sarah Huckabee Sanders says, well, look, they do their elections their way. We don't meddle in their elections or tell them how to run their country. Oh, I see. Oh, I see. But they tell us how to run our country and meddle in our elections. But we don't do that stuff. We don't get involved in any other countries and how they're organized. We don't fund rebel forces. We don't try to overthrow governments through back doors. We don't do that stuff. No, says Sarah, we don't do that. It's just all very confusing to me, a young New Yorker, trying to etch out a life in this great society of ours. All I can tell you, no matter who you voted for, no matter which side of the wall you may be on, whether you're a pro-Trump or a dump-Trump, no matter where you are, can I just please, 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 can we agree that the man in the Oval Office should possess some decency? Should give respect to others and just not demand it for himself? Can we agree on that? Can we agree on morals and decency and being a fine example? And if we could just agree on that. Okay, I'm done. Did you have fun today? All right, I'm not finished yet. I'll be right back.
Listening to the Ron Van Dam Show is like realizing that you put your underwear on backwards this morning. Mm-hmm. It's wrong, but it doesn't feel bad, and it's not like anyone's ever gonna find out, so just go with it. This is the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Yeah, it's true.
Hello, Ron. How are you?
Hello, Amy. How are you today?
I am fabulous. How are you doing?
Well, fabulous, sort of good. Not as fabulous as you, I don't think, but well. Amy Goodman joins us, and she is a travel expert and a travel journalist. And this is about the book, the U.S. list. These are about places to go in your own country that you probably never thought of that are a little bit off the beaten path, kind of popular-wise.
Indeed. These are very, very special, among the most unique places in the 50 United States, one for each, state.
Mm-hmm.
And they include everything from national landmarks to caves and houseboats to train cars. Huh. You can imagine staying in a train car.
No.
And castles to tree houses. So we really have incredible places to stay. And if you want something more in the city, mm-hmm. then there's places. But if you want a more country-style stay, there is that as well. And if you are headed to the mountains, that's great, but there's also places on the coast. So we are talking about wow. sea to shining sea. And among that, in your very own backyard, we mm-hmm. have Borden Flats Lighthouse, which is very fabulous, speaking of Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your highlight for your state, which is very cool to stay in a lighthouse, which is really fun. And then some of the other highlights on the list that are very fun to showcase are a night stay in the Empire State,
mm-hmm.
right there in New York City.
Yeah.
And also in Los Angeles, you can stay in a celebrity tour bus. We have Nick Jonas's tour bus, so you can pretend like you're a rock star for a night. And then in Miami, in the American Airlines Arena, for Miami's hot basketball team, they have offered a suite, and so you can book that as well. So those are just some of the very exciting locations and accommodations that you can book on the Book the U.S. list.
All right, so we can look at the list. It'll give us great ideas for something totally different, something that you'll remember forever, and when you tell people about it, they'll go, whoa, I didn't know that was like that. Where do I find this list?
Yeah, you can find it at booking.com/bookTheUS. Of course, this was compiled by the experts at booking.com,
mm-hmm.
and something for every budget and every type of trip, literally. So you can really make it fit for what you have in mind for your travel plans for spring and summer, which is really fun. And they also, want to kind of flip the tables and make you the expert as
mm-hmm.
well, which is fun. And you can enter to win their first ever, if you're up for the challenge,
mm-hmm.
Their first ever Chief Booking Officer opportunity. Or their CBO,
mm-hmm.
right? So through the end of the month, they will be announcing their one winner of $50,000, which will be tasked with traveling to as many of the 50 properties as possible throughout the United States within a 50-day time period. So that winner will be announced at the end of March. So make sure you enter to win if you are interested. And you can, of course, check out the full list as aforementioned at the website.
Wow. So it can be a romantic thing, or it can be an adventurous thing, or it can be an exciting thing. That's nice. I like that. I love that.
Yeah, definitely. There's so many, when you're looking to book your accommodation
mm-hmm.
for your spring and summer travel, definitely think thematically. What are you looking for
mm-hmm.
in what you are traveling? So do you want relaxation?
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe a winery villa or healing spa might be nice. Or if you want adventure, maybe you want to do the working farm trip or the family lodge, because you can kind of get your whole family involved with your kids and have fun. Or maybe you want something totally different. Like we had mentioned, the Borden Flats Lighthouse.
Mm-hmm.
That's a totally different kind of place to stay. There's even a museum on the list. You can stay if you really enjoy art and you're very artsy and want to kind of stay you love going to galleries. You can actually stay inside a museum.
No.
There's even a brewery on the list. So maybe that's more for the gal pals and the guys who want to go stay at a night in a brewery. So there's lots of different thematic ways to approach doing your vacation plans and to approach it kind of in a different way. And I love kind of coming at it from that angle.
I've never heard of anything like this before. This is incredible. I just think about hotels, and then you get in the car and you go see a movie. I mean, this is great. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very, very cool. Okay.
And I mean, yeah.
Where are you out of, Amy? Are you out of New York?
Yes, I'm. We are connected today from New York City. Yes.
Yeah. Give me an idea for New York, because that's, you know, that's just hotel. Give me something that's different about around New York City.
Well, yes, as we had mentioned earlier, one of the places is the Empire State Building, which, yes. I mean, I wish I could show you, actually, we have a little bit of video from that today, and it's like, the suite there is absolutely stunning. It's like a bird's eye view. As I had mentioned, it's only one accommodation per state.
Right.
So, I mean, it is obviously very, very fancy. It's very beautiful. It's like a bird's eye view, and it's absolutely stunning. So hopefully when you, you know, if you have the opportunity to book that, you have a clear day so you can truly take
yes.
in the city. And it's very, very magical.
Very
so,
cool.
So, yes.
Okay. So that list that list is found booking.com/book-the-US. And there you can get the recommendations and more information and get tantalized, I suppose.
Yeah, and just kind of be wowed because there are so many really stunning properties, and literally at kind of every different price point. So if you are, and if you're looking to kind of take a road trip this season, you were saying you love to hop in the car, which I love because I'm also a big road tripper. Mm-hmm. We have a Sprinter, so we kind of like to jump in our Sprinter and go driving. Even during December, we kind of took a road trip up to Canada and stopped along the way. And so if you're big into road tripping, you can kind of visit the property in your state and also neighboring states, which is a fun way to take advantage of gas prices this season, which are still relatively low.
Very cool.
That's a great way to see the country and also see the other properties and accommodations that are on the list but in neighboring states.
Mm-hmm. I have another one for Massachusetts if you want to add it to the list. If you're looking for adventure and you love to be abused and you love to just have people yell at you, my mother-in-law's place would be perfect for them.
You know what? You should submit it to the experts at booking.com, and I'm sure they would love to take that for evaluation.
Yes, it would be a wonderful experience. Okay, Amy, thank you so much for your time today.
Always a pleasure, Ron. Do take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Happy travels. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, then. I'll be back again tomorrow with another program. I hope you join me then. My fingers are crossed. Look, just come back tomorrow, please. Don't make me grovel. It's beneath me. It's beneath you to listen to it. The groveling, not the show. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace.